Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Welcome to today's episode of Winning Every Day. Today's devotional is titled Courage to Trust, Stepping Out, Even When You Can't See the Whole Way. And our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, which says, "By faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." Let me start by sharing a true life story that I believe will inspire you. In one of his famous speeches, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." What a powerful picture. Dr. King was no stranger to uncertainty. Leading the civil rights movement, he had no guarantee of personal safety or success. Every march, every speech, every stand he took, he did it not because he saw how it would all turn out, but because he believed God was leading him one step at a time. Have you ever been there? Standing at the foot of life's staircase, wondering what's at the top, but all you can see is the first step. Our anchor scripture today takes us back to Father Abraham in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. "By faith Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." Can you imagine that? God told him, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." But God didn't show him a map. There was no detailed plan, no GPS coordinates, no turn-by-turn directions. What is God asking you to do that doesn't come with full details? Is it starting that business? Making that career change? Letting go of something familiar for something unknown? You see, trusting God doesn't mean you'll have all the information up front. In fact, most of the time, God shows us just enough light for the next step. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Have you ever walked with a lantern at night? It doesn't illuminate the whole journey, just the next few steps. Why does God do it like this? So we learn to depend on Him daily, moment by moment. Let me ask you another personal question. Are you someone who likes to have everything figured out before making a move? Many of us do. We want the blueprint. We want the timeline. We want the budget, the risks, the guarantees. But God is saying to you today, step out. Trust me. I'm already ahead of you. Isaiah 41 verse 10 reminds us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So here's a reflective moment for you. What is one step of faith God is nudging you to take today? Is it making that phone call? Submitting that application? Starting that conversation? Letting go of that worry? Pause for a moment. Think about it. Remember, you don't have to see the whole way to take the next step. As you go into today, walk with this confidence. God goes before you. He walks beside you, and He's got your back. You may not see the whole staircase, but God sees the top, the sides, and everything in between. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So step out today with courage, faith, and bold trust. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that we don't have to have all the answers before we move. Thank you for being our guide, our provider, and our protector. Today, we ask for the courage to trust you fully, especially when the way ahead isn't clear. Strengthen our hearts to take the next step you're showing us. Let your peace go before us, and let your joy fill our hearts as we walk with you. We commit this day into your hands. Let doors of favor open. Let divine connections happen. And let your purpose prevail in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you today, Why not share it with someone who needs encouragement? Let's spread hope and faith together. And don't forget to check our website and download our Bible in a 1-year Bible reading plan. God bless you. Go into your day with courage, knowing that even if you can't see the whole way, God is lighting your next step.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
What breaks our connection with God? You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.